Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. My name is Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Now, for 9 years, we have been ranked the number one entertainment career advice show worldwide. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in show business, questioning your career reality. You could be either considering it or currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. Either works for us. Now, the guests on our show provide tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business jobs. The guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, agents, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, novelists, script supervisors, stunt people. Oh my gosh, the list it goes on and on and on and on. Basically, if they're working in show business, we're going to have them on our show. And what's special about this show is that all of our guests have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers, from obviously celebrity status, being Emmy, Grammy, and Tony Award winners, all the way down to professional actors. And then once in a while, we bring on the novice or the beginner. So what that means is we will definitely have someone on this show who's going to be able to answer all of your show business career levels, no matter questions. Oh, I've been hitting the wild turkey again. You can tell every Sunday I'm going to get something screwed up because I'm high on my wild turkey. That's it. Gotta have the wild turkey. Okay. So basically we're going to have people on this show who can answer your show business career questions. Now, if you missed any of the shows or you want to seek advice about a specific entertainment career, we want you to go to our archive page, and that is on the latalkradio.com website. And you just go to latalkradio.com and you search for the title of our show, obviously Question Reality, but you can search by my name as well, Priscilla Leona, and you can listen to any of our shows. Again, 9 years worth of shows, 24 hours a day. They are on there indefinitely. They never leave. They're there forever, ever and ever. Now, all of the Question Reality shows are also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And you have to get our newly designed free app. Oh, the app is so cool. I love this app. It's on the homepage of the LA Talk Radio website. So go again, latalkradio.com, and it's located towards the bottom. Just scroll, 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 because it's a long page. And finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on this show to promote themselves, their products, and also to help listeners with your career advice, we are currently booking for fall and winter. We only have a couple spots left, so please go to our official website. It is questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. That's where we air the shows. The official site where we have all of the past guests and the future guests and all about the host and the guests and a bunch of other great information is on questionrealityradioshow.com. So just go there and click the contact link to submit for consideration. We'd love to have you on the show. Okay, every single week, my God, the anticipation, the excitement, the thrill of a guest on the show. Oh, people can't stand it. They can't contain themselves. They can't wait. All right, maybe that's the way I feel, but I think lots of people people feel that way. We have lots of fans on the show. As you know, if you go to our Twitter, we have almost 200,000 followers. Our Facebook followers are almost, I think, 15,000. Don't quote me on it. It's between 12 and 15. And it just keeps going. We just keep becoming. I tell you, I am just amazed at all of the love that we get from people after the show. Everyone sends emails and they just want to comment. They want to tell me how they feel about the guest. And it's always positive. Once in a while, they'll say, do not bring that person back. But, you know, come on. So, today is no exception. We have two gorgeous, sexy little women on the show today. Our first guest, she has been on the show before. She was on, I believe it was Sunday, July 13th, 2014. And the reason I'm telling you that date is you might want to go back and listen to her show. So you would go on our archive page, as you know, latalkradio.com. Look for Question Reality and go to July 13th, 2014. And she did a fabulous job with advice on her project, which I think at the time was Redneck Weddings. Now, her name is Catherine Natale, and she is a writer. She's an executive producer and an actress, and she has appeared on stage in many off-Broadway productions. And Catherine's most notable film was her role in the hit film Burlesque, starring Cher. And that's interesting because I have a friend named Sean Vanderwelt. He is a dancer, choreographer, singer, and he does all of Cher's shows. He just did her show in Vegas. So, little correlation there. And Catherine was also an actress in many award-winning independent films, which include Wheels, Beyond the Pale, Signs of the Cross, and Trees Lounge, starring one of my favorite actors, Steve Buscemi. Love him. Cute as a button. God, he's a fabulous actor. I'm still thinking about Boardwalk. My God, that was a great show. Catherine's comedy pilot, Redneck Weddings, has appeared in many film festivals, including the Miami Epic Film Festival, as a semi-finalist. Now, we also have another lady. Oh, she's a looker, man. Come on, guys, you got to look her up. Her name is Eden Young, and she is a writer, executive producer, and actress as well. And Eden performs, first of all, I love that name, Eden Young, and I was trying to think, do I know her? Where have I heard that name before? And I was thinking and thinking and thinking, and I thought, no, it's not Eden Young. It was Eden Wood. I am a reality show fanatic, and there was a show called it was for little kids in beauty pageants. I think it was called Toddlers. Yes, it was Toddlers and Tiaras, and the famous little pageant girl was named Eden Wood, a beautiful little girl. So I was thinking, oh my God, am I having Eden Wood on the show? What's going on? But no, it is not the little beauty pageant girl, but she is a beauty pageant winner in my book. You got to look her up. She's very, very attractive. She's, again, also a writer, executive producer, actress. She performs stand-up comedy around Los Angeles and the surrounding areas. And most recently, Eden performed on stage in the plays Crossover, Toothpicks, Baby Love, and Making Waves. And Catherine and Eden are on the show today to promote their new web series. It's hilarious. It's called All About Manos. And just in case you want to jot this down, check out Eden Young's website. It's risemotionpictures.net, risemotionpictures.net, not .com, .net. And Catherine's website is, of course, allabouttv.com. So without further ado, let's welcome these two little sexies to the show. Hey, Catherine and Eden.
Hey, it's Catherine. Yes. Hey. Thank you, Priscilla, for having us on.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I couldn't wait to hear you back on. I was so excited when you told me you wanted to come back on the show and to promote your new project. Oh, my gosh. It's all about new projects.
You know, good things happen in July, right? My birthday's in July. I didn't realize that redneck weddings, like 4 years ago, I did it in July, and now I'm here.
Back in July again! Wow! I would say center all major events around July. This is your month, for sure.
Now, Except getting older.
Did your birthday already pass, or is it coming up?
No, it's in July 18th.
Coming up? Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope Peter, that little gorgeous Peter, has something in store for you. We had her husband on the show a couple weeks ago, Peter. Oh, Jesus, I cannot pronounce. Papa Giorgio?
Papa Giorgio.
I can't believe I got it right. I was messing it up. I was screwing it up right and left. And, you know, he was so kind. He didn't even get mad. He just pronounced it for me. But just a great guy. I think you really lucked out with
him. Well, I did 22 years later. But Peter actually edited the whole webisodes that we, our show, All About Manos.
Yeah.
He edited it. He's a terrific editor, so.
Yeah, we were talking to him about that. So, Eden, again, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on. Now, I understand that from the information that I got, that the two of you are little, you're like little Laverne and Shirley, aren't you? Two little friends. Been hanging out.
I love it.
Now, first of all, you know, I do things. I have everything written down, and I try to do it in a rhythm and rhyme that makes sense for people, like from the beginning, the middle, and then to the end. So keeping that in mind, let's start out with how you and Catherine met. And then please make sure it's whether you say whether it's Catherine or Eden on the phone.
So I think we both. This is Catherine. I think Catherine was ready to start, and then Eden was ready to start at the same time. So Eden, you want to tell the folks?
Yeah,
sure. So, hi, folks. This is Eden Young.
Okay.
God, I'm so excited to be here. It's so much
fun. Thank you. You know what?
Yes,
you could,
so
you could put
amazing.
If you could really, you know, talk a little bit louder, we can barely hear you. Maybe talk right in the microphone a little bit louder so we can hear all your excitement and adulation for the show. Go ahead.
Cool. How's this?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, so much better.
Fantastic. So this is Eden Young. So how did we meet? Well, a few years ago, one of the actors that we were fortunate enough to get to do a part in our show, Shelley Desai, who Catherine and I have known for a long time, way back when he was doing a workshop, where he's so generous. He's the type of actor, he's like, we just need a place to work out. Actors need a place to come and have fun and do their thing. So I came there at the same time that Catherine and her husband came, and we just hit it off. So, I mean, how could I not hit it off with Catherine Natale? There's like no way. There's no way. So
yeah, we did. We worked on a couple. This is Catherine. We worked on a couple of scenes together, and you know, we had a lot of chemistry off the stage that time. But we really trusted each other on stage. And you don't get that a whole lot, you know, when you first meet somebody. But I felt as if I had known Eden for years and years before. And we worked together on several scenes, original scenes. And we tended to like comedy. We tended to be able to feed each other off of comedy and improv'd it. And then worked it with the script, and the directors really liked us, and it became such a positive thing, you know, and we were so giving to one another. We like to give to each other when we work together. So through the years, we've known Shelley, has done Mall Cop 2, has done Hung, he's done Ugly Betty, he's done Men of a Certain Age with Ray Romano. He's done It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He actually plays the landlord. He was encouraging us to work together too. And it's just the entertainment gods just shined upon us. And we just started to have more of a friendship. And then I actually moved to L.A., and we hung out together. And we just, you know, we said, you know, let's work together. And it took like a year or two before we were able to get something gelling with an idea for a project. So that's what happened with between us.
And is that how did the two of you decide to become co-writers and co-producers on the show All About Manos? Tell us how that happened, and then tell us what is, because we've been talking about it, and yet we do not know what it is about. So however you want to take it, but we would like to know what All About Manos is. Worse, we know it is a web series, but what is All About Manos, and how did the two of you decide to get together and write as well as co-produce?
So I'm initially, this is Catherine, I'm initially from New York. Eden used to grow up in Astoria, Queens, where I used to grow up, live. And I used to talk to her about New York. And I said to her, you know, we talk about love and relationships and things like that. And I said, you know, what's really funny is that I knew someone back when who had a crush over a guy who 20 years later, she had one date and she's still talking about him as if she had gone out with him for years. And she follows him everywhere and she gets into trouble. And somehow, the gods of the universe actually try to match them up, but he always rejects her. And so I said, you know, that would be a good comedy.
You know what, Catherine? I just figured out last week when I was talking to Peter, and he was telling me what All About Manos was, and I thought, oh my gosh, why does that story sound familiar? And I couldn't think of the name of the show, but I said, I know that I watched a show. I never really, you know, I never really stuck with it because I can't stand the lead. Oh, I shouldn't say that. The lead actress wasn't for me, but it was, I finally figured out where I heard a similar, not that it's the same thing, but a similar situation. It's the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, that show.
Sounds like it's a similar theme, which is hilarious. And that show has become a very, very popular show. But that's what it sounds like to me. Have you watched that?
No, I've heard of that show, but yes. I have not watched it.
It's an identical story. So,
yeah. And
I think you're going to have singing and dancing and a variety action.
Well, actually, my character, Jane, does sing every so often. But so what happened was, she said, oh, you know, yeah, let's, you know, so we started it, and then we dropped it for a lot of different reasons.
Don't know who you're talking about. So you and Eden came up with an idea to write All About Manos, which is about this girl who was obsessed with this guy who let me see if I follow this now. Okay, so it's a story about two women, and they've been friends since high school. They're searching to find their mojo in the City of Angels. This is what I'm reading. And through their desire to find out who they are, they end up forging ahead to find the answer, why am I here? And then you're telling me it all started with the one date in high school.
Yeah, the one date. And Eden plays Geraldine Santini. This is Catherine. Eden plays Geraldine. And Geraldine is the character I once knew way back when, a real-life character who had this obsession. It's like a love disorder. It's actually a real-life thing. It's a really psychological disorder. But we do it in a comedic way. And so she has this thing, and then she in real life, the actual person would travel anywhere this guy lived. So so she travels, the Geraldine Santini character travels to Los Angeles from Jersey City, New Jersey, and then I follow her because I'm her best friend. And so then that's when all trouble breaks loose. And that's when the web series starts, mm-hmm. where...
Yeah, because where you say, in the eyes of Geraldine, the date never ended 20 years later, she yes. must convince Vic that she is the one for him no matter how she goes about doing it, and then take the journey with them making the impossible possible. And then you have the original series is about obsession to material addiction and all neurotic things that come up in their travels. This is, I'm telling you, you gotta watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. This is the exact theme. So you know what that means? This means that this is going to be a hit because that show,
Yay!
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I swear, people are obsessed with that show. I watched it for a long time.